tongue in a taste of iron. Sweethearts that high school sour now. Our time had grown to a closing. You moved when you ran out of money to stay. Your parents' house in Ohio, your old bed replaced with a treadmill now. Well,
listening to Hymn Hunters International on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tusk Reform Radio. Happy Thursday!
Yeah, happy Hymn Hunters International
Day,
which comes every week.
Right. Welcome. So normally we do a themed show.
We have a theme. Yeah,
what's our theme?
No, we're gonna announce it after the next song plays.
Next song. I actually have a song to play.
Yeah, please do.
So actually, so that song you were just listening to is called Malibu 1992 by a band called Coin. It's really fun. It's got some summer vibes. I know the season's changing. It's a little chilly today, but you know, just like a little summer
yeah,
pick me up.
This is like real fall weather, finally.
Although it's supposed to be like 75 in 2 days. I know. I like just got out my sweaters and all that.
You're wearing your little vest. You look so cute and fall-y.
My vest. Okay, so I'm going to play another song. This song is called Rosie by a band called Bermuda Triangle. It's actually a really, the band is made up of three cool ladies. One of them is the lead singer of Alabama Shakes.
Oh.
I don't know if you know that band.
I know that band.
You know that band.
I just think it's funny that you said cool ladies.
They are
cool. That sounds like something my grandpa would have said. Like, oh, sounds like three cool ladies.
They sound great, though.
I want to hear.
It's kind of like a bluegrassy kind of feel. I'm really into it. You should check it out.
I trust you.
So, thank you. Okay, so enjoy that. And after that, we will announce the theme of our show.
Yeah, y'all have
today.
To wait for it.
Okay, enjoy.
Sun came up burning red through the window where I lay my head. The sun came up burning red. I let the TV roll on till morning. There was a never be safe. Sadness, it's not circumstance, it's just madness. Queen of sorrow, queen of sadness, and we all know we'll never understand you. You shoot off in the night to dance with the moon. All the things that your family never knew.
Rosie by the Bermuda Triangle. and we've decided the theme
is
for this week is, should we say it together on three?
Three, two, one.
Disappearance.
Because you disappear in the Bermuda Triangle.
Because you know what's disappearing right now? Warm summer weather.
Or it really isn't disappearing.
So it's not,
you know what's disappearing right now? Fall as a season.
Wait, true.
I'm going to think of a good song for disappearance as we talk.
Okay.
So, yeah. Speaking of disappearance, and just kind of thinking on my brain.
Yes.
What is something you would like to disappear from your life?
Ooh, like, good one.
Or like, it can be a person and you can just like not say their name but give a descriptor.
Sure.
It could be like a class. It could be a stress.
Sure.
You know what? We're going to use this theme also as a way to like de-stress.
Yeah.
Like think about things we don't want to like have in our lives and then creatively problem solve to get them out.
How can we make them disappear?
Yeah.
That's good.
Thanks. I really just thought of it in 2 seconds.
Okay. Something I want to disappear from my life I guess the most pertinent thing that I can think about is I have this landlord who's the greatest.
Yeah.
And sometimes he shows up at our house unannounced. And
wait, you know that's illegal.
Don't love that. Yeah.
Okay, so I have a solution.
So give me a solution.
So you send your landlord an email.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, Massachusetts state law requires a landlord to tell tenants 24 hours in advance if they're entering the home.
Okay.
You haven't been doing this.
What if he's around the home? Do you know?
Like on the property?
So it depends. Sometimes it's like coming into the house, but sometimes it's like he'll be outside and we can like see him and hear him. And he's like right outside our windows.
What will he be doing?
I don't know.
You have to check your lease.
Okay.
I think to disappear this problem is going to require some research.
Thank you.
I feel that too, though, because I have this stove in my house.
Yes.
It's a 4-burner stove.
Uh-huh. Is it gas or electric?
It's electric, okay? And then 2 of the burners are just hot plates, essentially.
Yeah.
And then 2 are like electric burners.
Yeah.
2 of the burners work.
Oh, it's so annoying.
That's been happening for like 6 months.
Especially like living in a house with a lot of individuals who are like cooking individually.
Yeah.
Man, that is really annoying.
Like if somebody wants to like boil some pasta, cook some pasta, and then have some veggies go in the pasta, that's the whole stove. And there's 5 of us. So I've been like sending my landlord all these emails.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, we're going to replace the stove. And then I'm like, can I see that in writing?
Yeah.
And she won't get back to me. And I'm just feeling a little frustrated because it's very hard to use my stove.
So I'm trying to think about what to do to make that problem disappear. And to be honest, I'm not so sure.
Me neither.
If
you have tenants' rights legal experience.
Right. We would love to hear from you.
Another thing I want to make disappear, which is I think a more like abstract thing, is so yesterday I was in Dowling, which if you don't go to Tufts, is like this big admin building. And there are career centers in there. And I saw people I knew in the career center.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for meetings, and I got so stressed. I was like, oh my God, I need to make an appointment with the Career Center. I need a job. I'm not going to have a job. I'm going to graduate. And I was spiraling.
Oh my God. You know, can I interject? Yes. You know what's funny is I actually today, like an hour ago, I just made an appointment.
Lauren, at the Career Center. I'm going to spiral on air. I'm going to spiral.
Sorry, keep going.
So this is what I need help with. I need help with like avoiding this like sinking, spiraling feeling I have when I find out my friends are like trying to get jobs, because I need to get a job too, but I've done nothing.
Okay, let me see if this helps. I don't know if this is going to make your problem disappear, but maybe it'll like shrink it a little bit.
Okay, that sounds perfect.
You know what I think about a lot is I feel that too. And the people who are getting jobs right now are people who are going into finance or consulting or engineering or computer science. Like, those are the people that are getting jobs right now, and like, great for them. And I'm so happy. I'm so supportive and like nothing but love to all my friends who are, you know, finding jobs. But for those of us who aren't going into a career like that, the hiring process doesn't really happen until like March, April. You know
May
what I mean?
Sometimes.
And so my mom keeps asking me, she's like, when are you applying for jobs? Where are you applying? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like nothing is available yet for us.
I've
looked
at job listings and it's like starting in January.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm like, I can't just drop out. Yeah. I mean, sounds like.
I mean. No, yeah. That's
so I guess
who's hiring
these are the
right
jobs
now
that we don't want.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
and so
great
that's,
if people want them.
Yeah.
But I have friends who are employed.
So no, what I just keep reminding myself is like, you're exactly right. Like the jobs that are coming out right now are jobs that we don't want, or jobs that time wise we physically can't take. You know, and so that helps me, and I'm like, okay, now is the time. Like, you put in a little work, you do a little research, but you can't stress about it because there's nothing out there right now.
I made like a little document.
I made a spreadsheet today. I can't believe we're talking about this because I just made a spreadsheet.
But it's not that exciting. Because we want to disappear the anxiety. We're trying to disappear the anxiety about job. I mean, it's scary, right? It's scary, especially because like I want to enter a field probably like journalism, where like most people are freelancers now. It's really hard to get entry level jobs. Like it's a bleak. It's really hard to enter that field. Yeah. So I'm like, there are moments where I just like really freak out and I spiral. So I need to like, I think maybe doing a couple more things to make myself feel a little reassured. Like I'm doing all I can do in this moment.
Yeah. I think if it helps, I think, yeah.
This is one, like therapy for me. Thanks, Lauren.
You're welcome. I think one, remembering that.
I'll cancel my therapy tomorrow.
You're doing all you can do like right now, I think is really important. And two, like just knowing, like I have to remind myself so often, like we are smart and capable people. Like we really are. And like Tufts is a really competitive place. And I think sometimes it can feel really hard. It's hard to feel that way. And it's hard to feel self-assured and confident. And like, I definitely do not. But I also think like the caliber of student that's here, like you wouldn't be here if you didn't have something important to offer. You know,
and you like ran LCS.
Well, you're like running a student publication, whatever.
Oh, not to like brag about us, but like we've both done things that we have good experience.
We do. We really do.
And I have to remember that.
Yeah. Thing. That's important experience. That's, you know, that's going to get you a job someday. Wow. I don't know if that was like a downer or uplifting.
I think the reality is it's just so many mixed feelings. So speaking of disappearance.
Yes.
This is a perfect segue to the song I want to play.
Yeah.
Can I have the ox?
Yeah,
so
you can.
So I want to disappear the fact that I feel exhausted all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So in the opposite vein of that, here's a song called So Tired by Crumb. It's really nice though. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
When I was 16, I learned to sing, I learned to sing. But every time I raise my voice inside, I feel so tired. Filled with people who can't hear themselves speak.
really nice.
Right?
Loved that.
That's on my Shabbat playlist.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, my October playlist has been a little slow moving this month. I feel like I've been lacking. I feel like my inspiration has disappeared.
Aww.
You know, it's like we're kind of getting to that point in the semester. We're not quite at the halfway point. We're a few weeks away from the halfway point, but we're getting there.
Things are moving quick.
The weather's starting to get a little colder. And I think this definitely is kind of the moment in the semester where I hit my block a little bit.
I feel you.
But I find that like doing creative things like the radio show or I don't know, stuff like that.
Yeah, the makes radio it a little show easier. For me does kind of feel like a creative outlet.
Definitely.
It's fun.
It is fun. Would recommend. Hey, if you want to get trained as a DJ, I can't train you.
Yeah, I can't relate, but
someone could train you.
I mean, y'all know I failed that. That's why I'm the perennial guest.
You can contact the studio. I'm sure there's an email if you looked at the website. This is like the least helpful advertisement
ever.
I'm
sure there's an email. If you, just remember, we're on WMFO in Somerville.
You can also call. Oh, I see. You can call. 855-915-9636.
If you missed that, that's 855. Wait, I'm not looking at it.
915-9636. That's if you want to get trained as a DJ. I think they might be done with trainings for this semester, but
915-9636. Sleepies.
It was really helpful. Thank you.
I'm in a weird mood.
You know, there's always opportunities in the new year. It's a fun thing to do. Anyone can do it. Tufts members, students, community members, extraterrestrials. I don't know. Anyone can do it.
Well, we're all lizard people who are controlling the world.
Lizard people. If you're a lizard
members
person.
Members of the Illuminati.
If you're a part of the Illuminati or a lizard person, also please call the studio.
I'm sure the Illuminati's like already controlling the airwaves.
Oh my God, stop. Wait, so I'm really into true crime podcasts.
Okay, so are a lot of people.
Everyone is. Wait, but I was into them before everyone
question,
else.
Though. What? This is like a genuine question I don't know the answer to. When people say that, are they referring to fictional podcasts or or like serial type stuff?
Yeah, so that's a good question. True crime podcasts are, they take a variety of forms. I'm actually just going to pull up my podcast app on my phone so I can like give you some
Let's
recs.
Just play one for the rest of the show.
Honestly, I'd be so into that. But yeah, they vary. So like some podcasts, there are ones that are structured kind of like serial, such as Finding Tammy Joe is a good one, as well as Someone Knows Something. And so those are more of like investigating a cold case, like Serial did. Then there's kind of other veins. So there's one that I'm into called Unsolved Podcast. Also Thinking Sideways, Criminal. They kind of explore like different crimes or mysteries or like unsolved things and do just like it's sort of like a group of people kind of like talking
That's
about
cool.
them. And there's like some of them delve into like conspiracy theories and some of them are more serious. But yeah, they're really good. The reason why I brought it up because there's one episode I listened to on Thinking Sideways about this like mysterious broadcast. And I want to say it was in like Russia or something like that. And like this like like someone reading a code like came on the airwaves and then it like shut down. And then there was another podcast I listened to also on Thinking Sideways about a man who called in this radio show and claimed to, be working for, he said he worked at Area 51, I think. And he calls in this podcast show and he's like, or this radio show, and I just encountered aliens, or like aliens are gonna take over the world, like we're in severe danger. Like this man was like very distraught and he calls in this podcast, he's like crying, and then all of a sudden the broadcast just like cuts out, right? And the radio show host goes back and is trying to get back on air. And it's realized that like there was just like this system failure in all of their broadcasting equipment. It like just shut down. And they're like, this has never happened before. We don't know what caused it. Like
the government.
Literally the government, because this man
Can
called in about
this
aliens.
To me?
It was such a good episode. Yeah. And then 10 years later, this man calls the radio show again and was like, hi, I was like the Area 51 caller. Like, it was just a joke. Like, everything's fine. But like, it's super suspicious and we're not sure if this is the same man. Like, this is all over radio. So we like don't know what he looks like. It was wild. It was such a good episode. Anyway, if you're into true crime, call in the studio and we can talk about it.
Send me that one.
I will. It was a good
one. Okay, this is the most embarrassing fact I'm going to reveal to myself, to the radio show. So I listen to a lot of interview podcasts.
Yeah.
And during Hillary Clinton's, like, What Happened book tour, she happened to go on, like, 4 of the podcasts I listened to.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been falling asleep to them. On purpose, because like she's saying the same things in all of them,
yeah,
and it's kind of like lulls me to sleep,
yeah.
So for the past, and I've been having trouble sleeping, so for the past like 2 weeks I've been falling asleep to like the same 4 episodes of podcasts with Hillary Clinton interviews.
I love that. Like her, you know, like when you get conditioned to something,
yeah.
So like when you like smell mint, you're it's like her hungry voice or whatever.
Now.
Yeah, her voice is like, you're gonna hear her voice and you're just gonna like pass out.
Isn't that funny?
Wait, that's really funny.
It's
but I also think, like, speaking of disappearing stress, I do think that also is a really good stress management technique. Like finding something like a sound or a song or someone's voice that like is very calming to you, and like when you're stressed, putting that on. So maybe not Hillary Clinton, but like for me, there's like a specific song that I can actually play it if you want.
Yeah, I would love that to be the next.
There's
song.
A specific song that I always listen to when I'm feeling stressed out, and like I put it in, and I try to do a breathing exercise. I put my like one hand over my heart and another hand over my stomach and just like take some deep breaths, and it like always calms me down.
Huh. Sometimes I like to like listen to a podcast and go for a walk.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
I'm excited to hear this song.
I love it when you can just kind of like lose yourself in a cool podcast. Okay.
Cool podcast run by cool ladies.
I'm so sorry for myself today.
And that number is 855. I don't know.
Okay, so the song I'm going to play, the song that helps me make my stress disappear, is called Slackjaw by Sylvanesso. And we played other Sylvanesso songs.
Yeah.
We support Sylvanesso. Anyway, this is off, I think, their newest album. And enjoy.
I got all the parts I wished for. I got everything I need. Sometimes I'm above water, but mostly I'm at sea. Oh, slackjaw me. Can't you see? There's so many rhythms and harmonies, and I'm walking the dog back. It's not like I got hurt or broken or ruined on the way. It's an ache and it shines through me, a swallow in a cage. Oh, slackjaw me. Can't you see? There's so many rhythms and harmonies, and I'm walking the dog back. Is it a sign or just a landmine, nor a feeling roaming free? It's all me. I cannot give up. I'd rather that she stayed. Oh, slackjaw me. Can't you see? There's so many rhythms and harmonies, and I'm walking the dog back. I got all the parts I've wished for. I got everything I need. Sometimes I'm above water, but mostly I'm at sea. Oh, slackjaw me. Can't you see? There's so many rhythms and harmonies, and I'm walking the dog back.
That, like, oh. Okay. Laura and I are getting like super emo.
Yeah, like the best conversation always happens when the songs are playing, and Ben and I just can be emo and talk.
Well, so we're talking about how the world is like disappearing / dying.
Yeah,
and I saw this thing, and it was like, okay, so like, okay, I'm gonna really botch these numbers, so just bear with me. It's like if the Earth has existed for like a certain amount of billion years, right? Yeah. And humans have existed in like 40,000 years or something like that, whatever.
Yeah.
And then like, it's like the destruction we've done to the Earth in a day's time is the equivalent of like 30 seconds. Wait, it was really good and I just totally botched that. It made no sense.
I feel like I know what you're saying.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like it took us like 30 seconds if
in the history of the
long history of the world.
Yeah.
The time it took us to destroy it, which we've done, is the equivalent of like 30 seconds in a day.
That's crazy.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Like so little time.
Yeah.
Like it didn't take us like 3 hours in a day. It took us like 30 seconds.
That's wild.
Humans are trash.
Honestly, can we blame this on the Industrial Revolution?
I think it's all like, I mean, we can really blame it on like colonialism and globalization. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Wow. On that happy note.
But you know what? Before we can even solve it, the super volcano in Yellowstone's going to.
Don't even worry. Like, the volcano's going to wipe us all out.
Pretty soon. I just saw this article. It was like, the volcano's going to wipe us off the Earth in Yellowstone earlier than we think. And then someone I know retweeted and it was like, volcano, like, welcome to the resistance.
Oh, my God. I love that.
It was funny. Anyways.
I want to give a shout out to
Katie.
A couple people are listening. Katie Wickler listening. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say her last name.
Whatever. No one's
it's
gonna.
It's fine. This is college radio. No one cares.
No one's listening. Katie and Amy. Amy, are you out there?
Amy is out there. So first of all, Katie is listening from California. Thank you for tuning in. And also, Amy, who's listening from her bedroom, about a 10-minute walk from here.
Hey, is your landlord outside your window Amy?
She texted me. That the reason I've been thinking about it is because he was there this morning, and then she texted me like an hour ago and was like,
"What's he doing?"
Honestly, I don't know.
Besides overcharging you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Anyway, so
do you have a basement?
Yes, we do have a basement, and it's a scary place, and someone has written red rum on the wall in our basement, and I literally can't go down there by myself.
In the arts house basement, someone wrote Hail Satan.
Wait, I love that.
I have a good picture of me like,
oh, I've seen that picture
with my head
you
shaved.
Look hot, yeah.
I was like, Hail Satan.
Hail
it's like shaves head once.
Satan.
There was this really creepy room in the arts house basement that they locked that had like the like, but before they locked it, basically it had like bunk beds in it, kind of. But like the mattresses weren't there.
Yeah.
But I was like, did people sleep down?
That's wild. You know what I also think is wild is like things at Tufts that we don't, like secret. We talked about this before, but like secret societies or like secret things, like secrets about
the
Tufts.
Bunker under the memorial steps.
Want to say more about that?
I just think there's a bunker under the memorial steps, but I have I have about zero grounding for that theory.
Right.
Yes.
Or also like, I don't know, just like tunnels under canvas.
Like some Denver airport stuff. You know,
yeah.
Like how there's like secret bunkers under the Denver airport.
Yeah.
There must be like hideout for like when the student activists take over. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. If you're the admin listening, that's really, really not gonna happen, I promise.
Anyway, yeah, that was off topic. But we do have a song request. From Katie in California.
Let's now do her social and address.
If you could message me your social security number, I'd be happy to share it. But Katie has requested she requested two songs. Ben, you can pick. She requested a cover of a song, and then she also requested a Tom Petty song.
So she's making the original song disappear.
Exactly. That's why I was thinking it kind of is more in
love. What's the cover?
It's a cover by a band called the Milk Carton Kids, and it's a cover of Wish You Were Here.
I don't know what that means, but just go for it.
Okay, we're going to do that one.
Is it on YouTube or Spotify?
It's on a section Spotify. Thank you for the recommendation, Katie. We are going to be playing your request right now. So enjoy. Katie.
So
we also have another write-in from a listener. Our loyal listener Amelia has written that her stress relief, to make her stress disappear, she says she listens to our radio show and knits.
Amy, I'm gonna cry.
Which is what she said she's doing right now, that instead of writing her paper.
Amy. Oh my God.
Honestly, we don't deserve our fans.
We don't.
She also had a song request, which we'll get into in just a second. But before we get into that, Ben also has something really exciting coming up in a couple of weeks.
Oh my God. Okay.
Ben's going on a retreat.
I can't even say this with a straight face, so it's good you can't see my face. So in 2 weekends, I'm going to a queer Jewish chicken farm, which is a chicken farm run by queer Jews. And it's for a retreat for queer Jewish, like, student activists. I'm doing air quotes. I am sleeping in a tent on a chicken farm. I think I might have to, like, collect the eggs.
Oh my God.
And if you don't know me,
right?
This right. is really funny. Because, like, Lauren.
So I guess if you have any, like, recommendations for Ben camping.
Yeah, because I don't know how to camp. I right. don't like to camp. I don't know how to pitch a tent.
Or chicken farming.
I don't know how to chicken farm. I'm probably allergic to chickens.
Wait, actually, I'm so excited for this, though. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be some fun stories. Can't wait to hear all about it.
It's going to feel, I think it sounds, like, so fake. Like, I can't tell yeah. people without being, like, so, like, just be chill about what I'm about to tell you.
It sounds like something that you, yeah, it sounds like something you made up.
Do you think do you have cell phone service?
Ben, you're going to be fine. This is because you'll, like, unplug. You'll disappear for a little bit.
No Twitter, Lauren.
No Twitter. Hey, you want to give a shout out to your Twitter?
Yeah, follow me at Ben Kesslin. K-E-S-L-I-N. Anyways.
Yeah, we're really excited for that. We endorse
queer
Jewish chicken farms at HHI. If you are a queer Jewish chicken farmer and would like to call in, our number is, no, I'm just kidding.
imagine if we get, like, 4 calls. Like,
we're in Somerville.
We're
like,
a big,
I guess.
True.
Right.
You know, my cousins raise chickens in Boulder.
Really? Like, yeah. In what kind of setting?
Like lawn chickens.
Yeah. I know a girl who did she's a couple years older than us, and she did her thesis on urban chicken farming or chicken keeping. And she, I think she got grant money to, like, build her own chicken coop at her house.
Wild.
I know, right? Tufts isn't real.
Have we played New York by St. Vincent on this show yet?
I don't think we have, but
we have a request. Oh, I'm so sorry.
We do have a request, and then we'll play that, but... Is that the one that we tried to play but then couldn't play because...
Oh, it's explicit.
It is explicit.
We never tried to play it.
It was not on the radio waves. It's fine. Do you have another...
Let's play Amy's and I'll find a song.
Okay, this song is a little bit wild. It's called Honeybee by a band called Steam Powered Giraffe. And the people in this band, there's 3 individuals, and they are, like, dressed up like steampunks. Ben, are you familiar with steampunk,
no.
The subculture? It's kind of like, I honestly don't know how to, I'm going to Google it because I feel like I'm going to describe it and I might offend someone. But it's kind of like, it's like old timey futuristic. So it's, it's a genre of science fiction that has a historical setting and typically features steam powered machinery rather than advanced technology. So they kind of all dress up like old timey robots and then, like, dance around in the music video for the song. It's super wild. The song's really beautiful, though. Steampunk is pretty cool. So envision that while you're listening to this song. I'm going to play it. Here we go.
You did, yes, you did. You didn't have to say my name, ignite my circuits, a star of flame, but you did. kiss me whole, 'cause I don't want to live my life alone.
While
I was waiting for you all my life. Set me free, my honeybee. I am at your command, but you deal. Oh, a turpentine erase me whole,
'cause
I don't want to live my life alone.
Well,
I was waiting for you all my life. Oh,
oh.
Set me free, my honeybee. Without you,
that I'll never know.
That I'll never know. I let myself go. Hello, goodbye. I'm rather crazy, and I never thought I was crazy. But what do I know?
What
do I know? Nice to know you out. I find myself without you. Hello, goodbye. I'm rather crazy, and I never thought I was crazy. Hello, goodbye. It was nice to know you out. I find myself without you.
Yes,
okay, that was Honey Bee by the Scene Pro Dress. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks,
for
Amy.
Sending in a request. Okay, so I'm going to take a moment and read a quick PSA for y'all. This has been our weekly PSA, actually, but I'm going to do it one more time. And it is about farmers markets. So the Somerville Mobile Farmers Market delivers locally grown produce to various parts of the city with the goal of ensuring that all residents have access to healthy foods at affordable prices. Receive 50% off your purchase if you're a resident of North Street Housing or Mystic Housing, or for showing your SNAP card, WIC card, or senior farmers market coupons. The mobile market accepts cash, Ben, credit card, debit, SNAP, EBT, WIC farmers market coupons, and senior farmers market coupons.
I thought you were done with it. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was going to say that I bet there's some like good there's like some good like seasonal fall stuff
yes
going on right now, like butternut squash.
Like, remember last episode when we did
the Chopped, of course.
Chopped episode,
that was so fun.
Yeah, what's in season right now? So much squash. Pears are in season. Turnips, root vegetables.
I love turnips.
How do you prepare turnips?
Oh, it's not that hard. I just roast them, like cut them. Yeah. Usually dice them up a little bit. I don't ever cook them whole. And then I do just like salt, olive oil, pepper. Maybe like I'll do like honey Dijon. Turnips are like, honestly, if you mix them with some other roasting things like potatoes, stuff like that, it's not so bad.
Yeah. Carrots, cauliflower, pumpkins. Lots of things are in season
right
now.
Your phone's dying, so I'm plugging it
in.
Oh,
thank you.
I'm glad everyone knows. should we play another song?
Yeah, let's play another song. What do you want to play?
What if we play... You know, I should really put some more thought into this before we show up. Do you know... No, we already played that last week. I don't have a very large repertoire. Oh, my friend played this song for me. I thought it was very nice.
Okay.
If I find it again. Yeah. Do you know who Margaret Glatzby is?
I do not.
Okay, well, we're going to listen. This song is called Emotions and Math.
Oh, I do know this song.
Very relatable.
I do know this song. You know how I heard it? I was listening to Haley, DJ Haley, aka our focus sister.
Oh, she was playing this song.
She played this song on one of her shows, and I listened to her show, and I really liked it, and that's where I heard it. So shout out to Haley's show. I think it used to be on Thursdays, but I don't know if it's on Thursdays this semester.
I don't know when it is anymore.
She had a show called Almost Friday. That might still be the thing. Check the schedule.
That's a good name.
DJ Haley. Yeah, I know. It's cute. It's a good show. Anyway, okay, great. Let's play it. Are you on aux? You're two. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay.
Oh, when I got you by my side, everything's all right. It's just when you're gone, I start to snooze the alarm, cause I stay up until 4 in the morning. Counting all the days till you're back, shivering in an ice cold bath of emotions and math. Oh, it's a shame and I'm to blame, cause we're alright until you go and I start losing control without a warning. Counting all the days till you're back, shivering in an ice cold bath of emotions and math. I've got to get out of this tree, off of this limb. I'm a woman acting like a kid, a skinny mess that's breathless from telling you all of the things that I'm going
two songs.
That was Emotion
I'm always
math.
Talking like while you're fading
so
out.
Unprofessional. That was Emotion and Math by Margaret Glasby. That was a fun song. Thanks, Ben. Mm-hmm. So you have been listening to Hymn Hunters International at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks to all of our listeners in California, aka Katie, who are listening, and our listeners more locally. Normally we do a recommended read segment on the show, but Ben, did you have any recommended reads this week?
Not really. I haven't had a chance to read too much. Oh, you know what's worth everyone's time? Mm-hmm. The article by Ronan Farrow in The New Yorker about Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
And all the women who came forward against him. Should I recommend that article about frats yet from The Atlantic?
No, you haven't.
Oh, it's called Death at a Penn State Fraternity. It's like masterfully written.
Really?
Yeah. It's super long. Both of those are very long articles that are worth your time if you have like 20 to 30 minutes to give to a piece of writing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Also, The Observer.
Oh, what's that?
Let's lift up The Observer really quickly. Student publication that Ben is in charge of came out with a new edition. I read some of the articles. They were all fantastic, as usual.
Thanks.
Any ones you'd like to raise up in particular?
I wrote an article with my friend Britt about gender-neutral bathrooms on campus, access to them, mm-hmm. mostly lack of access to them. Mm-hmm. Our managing editor, Carissa, wrote a really beautiful piece about blackness and hair and desirability. The theme was desire. There's a really interesting cartoon about how Medford and Somerville are responding to the opioid crisis. It's like a news-reported cartoon, not like a funny cartoon. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those are three.
Great. Cool. Thank you. Okay, that was some recommended reads. Okay, so we're just going to play one more song to end the show. Would you like to introduce the song?
Yeah, it's just a song that I like a lot, that I think is fun. I'm a little embarrassed by how often I listen to it. It's called Ophelia by the Lumineers. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. You're going
to
play it?
Oh, yeah. And see you all next week.
Next Thursday, 5 to 6. We will be here. Tune in. And thanks for listening this week.
Bye.
When I was young, I should have known better. And I can't feel no remorse. And you don't feel nothing bad. Since the flood.